Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the trap. Duck busting laughs. Hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap it loud.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. We got a full house in the building today. We got Sage back there looking like a secretary. She ain't doing the work. We got Cyan in the building. We got Cam in the building.
You got it, dude. Full house reference.
You got it, dude. I get it. I like it. All right, we got Emmanuel in the building.
Yo.
And we got Mike Dam in the building.
We're gonna hear him in a second. Okay. We still working out some kinks. Don't worry, y'all. It's all good.
Machine's not as fast as I am.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, we got Mike Dam in the building. And also we got a special guest today, man. This guy here. First off, he came in taller than I thought. All right. He came in real basketball height, you know. I was like, hold on, man. I thought we was doing magic, not doing hoops, all right. Not Magic Johnson, all right. Here we go. This guy is a magician.
This man Rome coming all the dad jokes today. Strong in the trap.
I seen him do some magic on I forgot whose page I was on, but I seen it. I was like, oh, this is dope. Then I went down a rabbit hole of just his whole page, and he was very generous and reached out and was just like, hey man, thanks for liking the stuff. And I was like, oh, absolutely, man. You got to come on the podcast and talk some magic, do some magic. And he was like, I'm down. I mean, he hit me when he was back in town. And so everybody give a warm welcome to George Stanton.
Welcome.
What's up,
guys? I appreciate it. No, how are you?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Thank you for having me.
No, of course. So we definitely gonna get into all of the magic, for sure.
Where you from, bro?
I'm from Detroit.
Detroit.
But I live in Chicago.
Okay. I heard a British accent for a second.
Oh, no.
you went from cold to cold. It's the same, right. same
thing. 8 mile British accent.
I guess we gonna just jump into these topics first, and then we'll circle back and talk everything magic. Mike, you said you wanted me to talk about sewing real quick. So go ahead, get your sew on, huh?
So I love this podcast. Hey man, hey, shout out to the sewing community, man. They really accepted me with open arms.
So you in there now?
Okay. I mean, I guess I went to Joanne's the other day and I got initiated.
Wait, what that mean?
How does an initiation work?
They just ask you what you're doing.
So they're just nice humans?
Yeah, that's cool, right? They're like, so what are you sewing? And I told them, it's like, oh, well, it's so nice to see people sewing and getting back to making things they love. And I was just like, man, the sewing community just like really accepted me and just like just gave me tips. And it's really friendly, man. You know, because I've been in a few industries in my life.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I've been in comedy.
You, right. Were you in the McFlurry business first? Yeah, you did.
Survey business. Yes, you sir, know yeah. what I'm saying? Yeah,
okay, so on the level of welcoming to right, fuck right, you, right. What you know, what were the different levels? Okay, but on the different levels of the different industries okay,
so,
you were
so
in.
So comedy, welcoming, one.
All right, all right.
You know, stand-up yeah. comedians were rude to us.
Yeah, right, right, right.
Shout out to the few that
fucked
with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, love it.
All right, so music.
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay, gotcha.
They don't welcome you at all.
Your friends stop fucking with you when you do music.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Right. I got it.
Okay. What else did I do? DJing.
DJing.
Okay.
Three.
So there's a little hospitality.
More than three.
It's a little hospitality in DJing.
Yeah. Like, is this 3 out of 5 or out of 10?
Because DJs, no, 3 out of 10.
Because okay.
DJs are competitive, but they still, you know, they'll connect with you because they need you to help bring people to their spot.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we collab
okay.
with each
it's
other.
It's like most industries. Okay. We're going to ask them about magic, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
magic. I don't know about that. I need to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But go ahead.
But then the sewing industry, man, as soon as I got my sewing machine, hey, what's up, bro? So what you doing? Got you. You need some help? Let me
gotcha.
I told him gotcha. Because he don't fit the demographic of Joann's.
Gotcha.
So it's interesting to see this black man with face tats coming
yeah.
there. I'm going to ask him. What you need? What right. you doing in here?
Right, right, right.
If I work there. So.
Joann's, you would assume they get Karens. Yeah. Joann's. Right. Yeah. Get older, Karens, not Mike's.
If an older white woman walked in, I don't think they'd have been as friendly. They'd be like, yeah, it's just aisle 6. But right. he's way more interested
like,
in
that. Oh, this yeah. handsome young black like, man walking that. In here. Yeah. So you need something in mahogany?
I didn't pick up on any flirtation.
So, George, what about when you started magic? Did they accept you, or did you have to work your way up? Is it a level in the magician?
Yeah, in the magician streets, like what?
Yeah, I didn't really get super active in the magic industry until I got into it like 5th, 6th grade, but I didn't start taking it seriously until like 2018
oh.
or so.
Oh, okay. So you took it. Okay. Got
yeah.
You.
So I got super into it and then I stopped and then started getting back into it 2018. So it wasn't until later on that I really started getting into the
got
magic.
You.
What was the in between time?
So I used to play soccer. Okay. So I got recruited.
You a tall ass soccer player.
Yeah, yeah.
Seeing you, everybody just like, they're kicking him the ball. He's right
Are you
over
a goalie?
There.
Were
like,
you a goalie?
No, I was a defender.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So
midfielder?
I played in the midfield too, but in collegiate career was more so.
I'm
as
trying
a
to show you I know a little about soccer.
Yeah.
<that's>
But yeah, that was the in between time. Got recruited to play in college. And then, like I said, didn't really start really taking it seriously until about 2018. And even when I started taking it seriously, I wasn't like super active in the magic industry. You know, it wasn't until later on, like a few years later, that I started, you know, actually talking to the other magicians and things like that.
Wait. Because this is there's some gaps that I'm missing here.
Okay.
Okay. You started off in 6th grade, you said?
Yeah, like I think like 5th grade. Yeah.
And when you were in 6th grade, were you actively into it? Like you were with friends or were they kicking your ass or were they?
No, so I was really into it. It was more so me, you know, just working on things at home and practicing and doing stuff for my friends at school.
Okay.
You know, I was, you know, middle school, so kind of became known as the kid who does magic.
Gotcha.
I was really only into it for like 6 months.
And then
I stopped and then started playing soccer.
And sports came in.
You
were good?
Yeah. I mean, I was good enough to play at a Division II school.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So, was it like a tragedy? Like you blew out your knee and then you went to a witch doctor? Dr. Strange. Like, and he said, "You have it in you."
I started having a physical issue with my feet junior year of high school. And then by the time my freshman year came in college, it got to the point where I wasn't able to play as well, and I just lost my passion for it. You know, I decided to stop playing, and then that's when I had so much free time, because, you know, playing a collegiate sport is very time-consuming.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, and then I started getting back into magic, and my passion for magic reignited, and then it's just escalated from there.
So
that's crazy. That's a crazy comeback story,
so
man.
You took your trick shot and started doing tricks.
Yeah. Come on, man. You can't give yourself the own the beat, Mike.
I knew he was going to give it to himself.
In 5th grade, there was a kid who had this like thick ass magic book and he was killing it, man. Like he was like doing a bunch of tricks to everybody. And so like all the attention was on him. and I just had to have it. Like I couldn't.
You had to have the attention.
I had to have the book and the attention, and I'm not gonna lie, and I hope I didn't ruin his like magic dreams, because I accidentally had that book in my book bag after one.
Oh, you stole it?
After one class, one time.
Damn, bro.
No, I didn't steal it. It magically disappeared. That's what you're not understanding. Hey, I didn't steal it.
You know,
and I didn't do one trick from that book.
You know what? That kid became Jordan.
That's it.
Y'all went to the same school.
Didn't even know, but we met. That was me.
That was him.
I wanted to go back to fifth grade because at my book fair, I bought a magic book too to do some magic tricks.
Yeah.
But of course, you know, I started playing sports, so that I lost the passion. So what first got you into magic? Like, what was that first thing?
So it was a YouTube video. I was messing around on my dad's computer one day on YouTube and just looking at random videos and came across this video. And it was more so like an ad. Like, it was this guy showing simple things. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, it, you know, captured my interest and was more so like, oh, if you go to my website, you know, you can learn this too. And, you know, so I was kind of hooked from that.
Yeah.
But that's what got me interested was just that YouTube video. And it was a black guy
which stood out to me
because
there
aren't too many black magicians
for
in
sure.
the world.
Right,
so.
Right. Like, can you name, like, not you, but any of us name just a black famous magician?
I got one. George.
Outside of
him. I got one straight off top. Magic Johnson.
Come on,
Mike. Come on, Mike.
He said a Michael Magic Johnson reference earlier, Mike.
I see what you're doing.
You did?
But yeah, I applaud you for not giving your drum beat right away.
Oh, look at my hand.
He was like, ready.
But off top. Yeah. I don't know.
What?
You talking about the magic? You say, can we name off top?
Black.
If you got his own question.
Yeah, I did. But yeah, you don't know. I can't think of anyone like throughout
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
He's close.
That's funny. There's
a guy that went on America's Got Talent. He's probably the most well. His name is Eric Jones.
Eric Jones.
He was on it like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, there's.
Well, Eric, say, the new buck's here now.
I wanted to ask, how do you decide as a magician, like, what tricks you gonna do? Because some do cards, some do the stage, and they pulling rabbits out or making people chop in half. Like, is that a maturation to get to that point, or is it like, this is my lane, I'm gonna do these?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different forms of performing magic. I was always drawn to close-up magic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's very intimate. Mm-hmm. It's right in front of your face. It's
he has that
genuine.
He has that voice for that too.
Yeah. Like, pull you in. Yeah, step in.
You say what?
right.
Let's come closer.
So that was what I was always drawn to. Wasn't really drawn to stage magic. The close-up is what really got my attention,
because
it's very, like I said, very genuine, very intimate, very, you know, right in front of your face. And then from there, it was kind of a process of figuring out, like, okay, what do I want my performance style to be? Like, what's my philosophy on magic? I like to do things that are very believable.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I don't like to really do like super gimmicky things. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to do things that make you think, like, okay, you know, is there a method behind this, or is this actual magic?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and that's why I like mentalism so much, because it's very interesting. We're gonna get into it. I'll show you guys.
Okay,
all right,
for sure.
Go ahead.
I got two more questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because when we started doing dormtainment, our parents was telling us like we should get a job. They didn't understand it. They didn't understand YouTube and everything. So, how did your parents take when
still
you
telling
said,
us we should get a job?
when they said like you want to be a magician, and then how do girls take that you date that when you tell them you're a magician? How do they take it?
Yeah, so it's interesting you asked that. My mom always hates when I bring this up when I do podcasts. but parents' reaction was typical. You know, I told them as a kid, you know, 5th, 6th grade, I want to be a magician, and it was more so, you know, oh, that's nice, but you're not going to make any money doing that. You got to get a real job, right?
Where are your parents from, too? They from Detroit?
Yeah, they're from,
Nice.
Well, my dad's from Alabama, but, you know, we're born and raised in Detroit.
Gotcha.
And my mom always hates when I bring that up now, because she feels really bad.
You did this, mom!
Yeah, so she's watching this. Sorry, I brought it up again. but yeah, that was really any adult reaction to it, you know, because it's, and I don't blame them, you know, it's a hard thing to you know, grasp.
Yeah, my kid's doing magic.
But I, right. I meant more in college when you made that decision.
Okay, yeah.
Because so as a kid, you know, you want to, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, so of course the perspective is different when you start doing it and, you know, start actually creating income from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so of course now, you know, they're very supportive. And my mom is like, you know, the best mother I could ever have. Yeah, you know, it's not like she was like destroying my dreams or anything like that. She was looking at it from a realistic perspective. But once I got into college and decided I wanted to pursue it professionally, and then, you know, and started doing it, you know, everyone's been very supportive. So
nice.
And how do girls take to it at your dating?
Yeah, so they like it. So I mean I don't really I'm not a going out person. You know, I perform a lot, and you know, my interaction with women is really through, you know, people that I meet at shows and whatnot. So I think, you know, when I'm performing, you know, you automatically get kind of like that, like, you know, it's different, it's unique, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, like this is different than good icebreaker.
You text them out of nowhere, they're like, how you get my number? I do magic, what's wrong with you?
And that's actually something that I do where I don't, I'll show you a video.
Okay, all right, cool.
Was the feeling the same from sixth grade to when you were like when you first started doing it again? Was the feeling like, okay, I'm good, or I'm getting a certain amount of attention from this that like I can excel in this, and I'm also getting positive feedback from it?
Yeah.
Was it the same thing, kind of like, oh, I'm getting that same feeling like when I was in sixth grade?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I was, you know, really passionate about it for that period of time in sixth grade. And then when I started getting back into it later, you know, college years, and that passion reignited, it was definitely the same feeling. But
that's cool.
As a kid, like, I didn't really know, like, you know, the direction I wanted to go. I just knew that, you know, I liked to do magic, and as a kid it was more so about me impressing people. Now that's not really important to me. It's not really about impressing people. It's a lot deeper than that now. But yeah, definitely it's the same feeling, if not a lot greater.
Right. It's adult success from that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's dope.
Well, dope. We'll jump into a couple more topics, then we'll jump back into some magic. Let's go into Man Sues Woman. This was funny when I seen it.
So this man sued this lady for friend zoning him. They came to a conversation where they both wanted two separate things. Of course, he wanted to be in a relationship, she just wanted to be friends.
Yeah.
And he said if she don't change her mind, he's gonna take legal action, and he did, and he sued her. And he's suing her for $3 million.
That's ridiculous. So
this is
in Singapore. Yes.
So he got denied and got friend zoned and said, "Nah, I'm taking you to court
for emotional damage."
Emotional
damage.
Now,
this is crazy.
Now, did she lead him on? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Did he spend money?
he didn't spend $3 million worth.
Did he fly her out in private? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. From what I read, they were friends. You know, they was chilling. But then, you know, he wanted to go to the next level, and that's not
and
what
she just
wanted.
Said no.
And she was like, I think we should be friends. And then he kept, like, being persistent. She like, we should take some space. And that's when things escalated.
I need him on the podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
A lot of questions.
There's
a lot of questions.
But this reminds me of the girl who sued that guy. You remember there was a court footage that came out of it?
Yeah.
Where she sued him for
love bombing?
No. It was like he didn't want to take her out on a second date or something like that. Yeah. So she sued him in court.
My thing is, just move on, brother.
Yeah, this is corny.
Just move on.
Diddy said it best.
That's it. You said who?
Diddy.
What'd he say?
Well, Bryson Tiller said it in Diddy's song.
What'd he say?
He said, "She don't want my love. I guess I gotta move on. I guess.
Come on, man.
This is so stupid.
All right, we can move forward.
Wait, so what was the result? Oh, this was February. Oh, this,
yeah,
this
it just
was,
happened.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So
we don't know the result.
Can I know more about the people? Like, is this a what cup type
it's
of cup?
It's in Singapore. I know that.
Okay. Yeah. So
is it this guy in the picture?
I doubt it.
That's
probably some movie stock.
Mr. Kewishagnang? I'm not sure how you pronounce
it. You got it close.
Yeah, it's close. Yeah. One man refused to let go and make it clear to the woman who broke his heart that he will never forget the sorrow she put him in. That sounds ridiculous.
He just hurt.
Yeah, he just hurt. George, you ever been that hurt?
To sue someone for $3 million? I don't think so.
Does she even have $3 million?
That's probably not.
If this goes through, you got to watch how you date for real.
Yeah,
you don't want to be getting sued out.
Yeah, no, not at all.
for not dating somebody.
That's
weird, bro.
That's crazy.
And then don't nobody want to date him after that, because like, well, he gonna sue me.
Yeah, he gonna sue me if I show interest in it and change my mind.
Leave that alone.
Imagine if you
Is it better not to friend zone him?
Yeah, but imagine if you got change of heart even after friend zone him. What he gonna sue you for then? Look at all that emotional damage you gonna
do.
That's very true.
Those are interesting laws they got in Singapore over there, huh?
I'm surprised he could even mock this up. Right.
A lawyer said, yes, we're doing this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I want to know what happens.
Yeah. Right. So
we'll come back.
We'll come back. Next one we had was this Boulder story.
So this lady's walking to her kitchen, and then you'll see what happens.
Okay.
Taking a second to load. Many seconds.
Voila.
You ain't pulling off the magic trick on this.
George, come on.
Rome tried to pull magic on bad internet speed.
That's funny. Okay.
That would be a
fair here we go.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Oh!
And she was just about to walk there.
Jesus.
Where is this?
Hawaii. You know, the first thing I thought, if she would have got hit by that boulder, is that a rock's bottom?
Come on. It could be a mixture of rock and roll.
But imagine walking that close to, to your death. Like that. She was inches away.
Now you're gonna be nervous in your house all day. That shit came through.
Yeah, look how close she was. So it looks like she's looking at, like she's.
Oh, she was walking in that direction.
Yeah, she may have heard something.
Yeah,
I thought she was walking away from it. She was walking in that direction.
No, she was walking in that direction for some rocky road.
First play.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
She would have been either dead or hurt really bad.
Yeah, all it took was one more step.
I'm just mad how calm she walked out. I'm running out if I hear
something. Especially that's an explosion. Like, that's a crash in a house.
How did they explain that at church? God wants you to move.
Kimmy said she was calm.
The lady he was talking about.
They both of them just walked out calm.
You gotta come out cussing.
She's just solid as a rock.
Yo,
All right.
Oh, man.
All right. Oh, my God. It was a shock.
Is very shock. Like, because most things you expect to happen outside, you're not a boulder coming. So it must have been going down a mountain or wherever she had in Hawaii. Look,
everything was good right here. All it took was 1 second.
That's crazy.
Look at her feet. Look how close all the debris is to her feet. Like, if she just decided to go a little bit sooner,
it was a wrap.
So how do you live life after this?
What nervous?
What's
like,
your state of mind?
Do you move?
You gotta move. Yeah,
you gotta move.
I mean,
George, you moving? I think I might.
So what? Do we know the full story? Like, how this happened, or?
I tried to find it, but this is all I could see on it. Maybe it's in the thread below, Mike, but I was like, obviously she living somewhere where a boulder can slide down, and I can't be in the path.
It's a home in Hawaii.
There's concerns about development nearby. That, so,
Click the link.
I'm just trying to think how I would think after a boulder comes through rolling through my house.
Life different.
I want to know how normal that is out there.
A massive boulder. They said there were no boulders rolling down the valley before the development, and they have now experienced 3 boulders coming down in the last 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to go.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have boulder insurance out there.
Absolutely.
That's probably a thing.
Yeah. They said she grew up in the neighborhood, said large boulders rolling down the hill are not common. Other longtime residents also agreed. Mm. They said what has changed is a home development project carving of the mountain. Oh, okay. So they So they working on them. They working on some homes up on the mountain, and they causing boulders to roll. They got to stop working up there.
Yeah.
Man, y'all got to stop. You about to kill me.
Maybe control the falling death boulders before y'all start doing construction.
Because those aren't small boulders. Those are huge. No.
Boulders are not small.
I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. Damn.
That's wild. Well,
I'm glad she all right, because shit.
Yeah, she going to have the world on her boulders.
I see what he was trying to do.
I'm done with it.
They obviously live in a rock nation.
All right, give it up for it, man. That was a good one.
Good job, man. Good job. We're going to go to this JV coach before we go to our mid roll. What's
Instagram,
yeah.
So last week I brought up the 25-year-old dude that played in basketball,
played
a basketball a couple games before his former, one of the former coaches recognized him.
Yeah, yeah.
So now this lady was JV basketball coach.
Yep.
This is crazy.
One of her students were missing a game for some reason, and she decided to suit up as her and play.
This is crazy.
And she out here blocking shots, and now she got fired.
Go to click
this
over.
This would make a great movie.
There you go.
No way.
Is she the tallest one?
Yeah, look, she gonna block this
shot. She gonna block this shot. Get your ass out here.
This is ridiculous, yo.
I'm
sorry,
here,
it just ain't that serious.
Here's the thing. For the past, you know, this is the third week in a row we've talked about high school, like grown people going back to high school doing stuff. This is the third week in a row.
There's a pandemic of motherfuckers going back to high school to do things.
It's childish.
But here's the thing that we all missing. All the kids on the team know this, they coach.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That's
and they just playing with their coach.
Yeah, they just ball that. Yeah.
See, we all, I think pretty much all of us have played at least high school sports here and college here. Yeah. So, have you ever had an instinct to want to go back to high school and like ball out soccer-wise on the
play? Absolutely not.
Now, you said you
I have.
No, you haven't.
I got some games I want to get back.
You don't want to get them games. They don't mean nothing.
I got some games where I drop some passes where I got
to
go.
So you telling me if you go to a high school game and you ball out, you're going to feel proud of yourself. You're going to walk out there, I did that.
Well, at least I'll be able to live better.
I don't have the urge to want to actually do it, but when I go to a game in high school, I'm like, that was fun when I was there.
Yeah,
I think of that.
Of course.
Time, like, I'm like, man, that would be fun being out there.
Wait, you telling me you don't think about putting on your old high school uniform and going back in like you 15 again?
Nah, but I think about how fun it was when I was doing it.
You don't want to shave your beard off?
No. It takes a long time to grow.
Absolutely not. Yeah, now that's funny though. This like everybody is we have this. It's an epidemic of people going back to high school. I don't know. That's weird.
That could be a movie. Like, what is in the air? Are people feeling insecure?
I want to be young again.
I think a lot of those people, that was the peak of their life. A lot of people peak in high school, and they probably want to relive that feeling, so they just go back.
It could also be some weird child trafficking thing. Because there is some weird Asian one that got caught. You saw that?
Yeah, we seen that last week. Yeah, that's
some Asian girl. Some
She was 29.
She was 29.
Yeah, she was 29.
Excuse me, a grown woman.
Yeah.
Being 14 again.
Yeah, it's
weird.
So
I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know. But all right. Mike, let's go to our mid-rolls. And then when we come back, we're going to jump into some magic.
Ooh. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right. While we wait on George to come back, I just want to say this funny tweet. I mean, post that I seen real quick. Might go to the next one up there. Yeah, it all says my son just told me that tradition is just peer pressure from dead people, and I was like, damn, that's a revelation. Because that's exactly what it is. I was like, that's just funny. Because like, you'd be thinking, do we need to follow all these old ass rules from these dead people? And we do anyway. So that's why I just thought it was funny.
It is funny. I don't have an educated response yet.
But let's get into some magic. So I think I was 21. And
21.
Me and my mom was in Vegas, and we went to, she was like, you want to go see this David Copperfield show? Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely want to go. I think this was the first time I was like, nah, magic is real, man. Like, this right here.
How old were you?
21.
This man.
What? I was 21. And I was in there, and what got me was a tiger, man. It was a tiger on stage. And I don't know where it came from. It literally came out of thin air. It was like
So David Copperfield was doing this trick.
Yeah.
And he made a tiger appear.
And it was a tiger on stage. Mind you, this could have all been green screen. But what I think is there was a tiger on stage. And he was doing all types of shit. Then he'd come in the crowd. And then...
Wait, the tiger or David?
No, the tiger was gone by this time.
I'm about to say.
And then he would make people's jackets disappear. And I was like, where'd their jacket go? And I was like, I was just so amazed. It was an amazing show in Vegas. And
that's
hilarious. I was fascinated. And I was like, this is beyond me.
Y'all keep in mind, Rome was 21.
I was 21. I was in Vegas. Did I have a drink? It's maybe.
It's a testament to David more than Rome being 21. Like,
I was like, this is amazing. But you said you had a question for George.
Yeah, like what to this point has been like the highlight? What has been the highlight of this journey, career, all that stuff so far? Oh, outside of being on the Comedy Trap.
Yeah, outside of being on here. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the number one thing. Outside of that. I think it's really... So I started pursuing it in 2018. And, you know, once I started pursuing it professionally, you know, it was obviously the goal for it to become, you know, a full-time thing.
Yeah.
So I honestly think the highlight so far, and that was, you know, a big dream of mine, so I think the highlight so far was finally getting to that point where it became full-time.
Nice.
Which was like July 2021.
Nice. Okay.
So I've been doing it for about a year and a half now full-time.
Nice.
So I think that's, you know, it was a really big deal for me. You know, I think there's nothing else that I would enjoy doing more than performing. I don't think that there's anything else for me that I would be as passionate about. So I think that's like realizing that, okay, like this is now my full-time thing. Yeah, like it was really an amazing feeling.
So what does full-time look like?
Yeah, that's what
is it like people booking you for spots, or you have your own show people come to, or?
So I do events. Okay. So, you know, whether it's, you know, weddings or birthday parties or stuff at restaurants and bars or festivals or like literally everything. But the sense of the term full time, I mean, like not doing anything else for income other than, you know, performing.
Yeah.
You know, because that was a big thing. I was like, I don't want to do anything else except perform, and you know, that's it. So being able to get there and, you know, be able to be okay just off of
that. Yeah, no, that's great.
Right. Was a big thing for me. But other than that, there's been so many highlights. It's hard. There's been so many things that.
Because the video I saw you did a trick for Damson, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So he was really cool. That was kind of a random thing that happened. Oh, something that Alisa invited me to.
Yeah.
And he was really cool.
Nice.
That was awesome. And he took my card and said, I've got some stuff coming up. Like, I want you to be a part of. That and I was like, oh, great. Like, that's
did you make his peas disappear, fam?
His peas?
Did you make his peas disappear, fam?
Oh, his peas. his peas, fam.
I didn't.
When you were like kind of supplementing both, like doing shows and everything, like what were you doing? What was the job you were doing? Did you have like just a 9-to-5 or?
So it worked out nicely because I was really building my brand while I was in college. So,
gotcha, okay.
You know, I graduated I had to take an extra year. I graduated in 2021. And by the time I was done with school, I was at the place where it wasn't like full time yet.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't need to like get another job to supplement.
That's always great.
So the timing was really nice because I was building my brand during mm-hmm. college. You know, I wasn't really working
Through social media, like
yeah, social media, and just you know, going out, showing up to random places, and performing, and because
did you ever just do like street, like just on street?
Yep, street magic is my favorite thing in the world.
Gotcha,
nice.
So you know, I would do a lot of street magic, and you know, it was really just a big networking thing. The 5 years that, you know, I was in college. And by the time I got out, I was at a solid place where, you know, I didn't need to get another job. And, you know, I was kind of just doing that. But it was great because, like I said, I was just building everything through college. So, you know, other than washing dishes in the dining hall.
Yeah. Earlier you mentioned something about mentalism.
Yeah.
Can you break that down?
Yeah.
What that means.
And the overall philosophy, like you said, you got into the philosophy and magic too, and mentalism. So I kind of know about what you meant by that.
So mentalism. Yeah. So put it in short, mind reading.
Okay.
But it's, you know, a lot of, to go deeper, it's a lot of psychology a lot of unconscious influencing that you're not even aware of, and you know, it gets really, really deep. That's what I really. You know, I love, first and foremost, I love magic itself, the methods behind it and, you know, how it works and the thinking behind it. You know, I always tell people, you know, I think the people that create and come up with these ideas, the magicians that come up with these ideas and these principles are like some of the smartest people in the world because the thinking is just so ingenious. Like you wouldn't even think to think about how these people
are.
Many steps ahead.
Yeah. Mentalism, mind reading, to put it in short, but breaking it down a little bit more, it's a lot of psychology and things like that.
Did you watch that dude show who had the building? Mike, you showed me, right? Like this guy did a trick where he was manipulating how people thought to actually end up commit a murder, but it was a fake murder. Have you ever seen that show?
Oh,
I think it had to do with mentalism. You remember guy, he was like in a building and he took several people to try to like, he tried to convince them that they needed to cover up a murder or something like that. But it was all staged.
Are you talking about The Mask of the Murder?
No.
Yeah, I just made that up.
Yeah, no, that's not it. But anyway, I do know what you're talking about, man. It's very cerebral. It's trying to be ahead of people's thoughts so you can manipulate them as much as possible.
Yeah. I was going to ask you because say someone wants to be a magician. A lot of times they try to hide the secrets, how they do these tricks. So like, where do you go to learn?
Yeah. So when I first started, it was just off of YouTube, you know, sixth grade, I was just, magic trick tutorials and, you know, learning off of YouTube, which is a great place to start. Nothing wrong with that at all. There's a lot of good resources on YouTube actually. But once I started really getting into it deeply, then it became a lot of books and, online resources you wouldn't know where to find unless you're in the craft. But yeah, a lot of books, a lot of stuff that, you know, you wouldn't know where to find other than YouTube. Things like that.
And once you learn it, is it easy to come up with your own tricks like that hasn't been done yet? Or
so I always try and put like my own spin on everything.
Gotcha.
I can kind of make everything I learn me and suit my style. it's very hard to create original magic mm-hmm. because there's so many guys that, you know, dedicate their lives to just creating new stuff. And, you know, and then magicians will, and they'll sell their ideas to magicians. And
you got to adapt it to the times. Like, make a good woman appear on stage. You know, that's hard to do nowadays. Right? All right, ladies. Sorry.
But no, speaking of adapting to the times, that's why I like to involve... that's why I like to involve technology in a lot of the stuff that I do.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like have people do stuff with their phones and have people's phones. That's one of my favorite things to involve, you know, personal objects such as people's phones. And for me, the more personal, the more memorable. So being able to do things like, you know, getting into someone's phone password or... being able to get someone's phone number or, you know, telling someone the name of the person they're thinking of. It's all very personal and it's memorable for that reason. So I like to do things that are personal because more personal, more memorable. So
I got one last one before.
Oh, yeah, before we get into it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just one last.
About the philosophy thing.
Yes. Yeah, so, okay.
Go ahead. Well,
does any of the tricks, you know, for a fact turn some girls on? Is there a trick that you have when you do, you like, oh yeah, she likes this. She likes when I do the coin trick.
I think it varies.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a popular one in that sense mm-hmm. that you're talking
he knows.
About.
He knows. I'm not asking a crazy question. You know, you know.
So I do this thing where I actually, you know, get someone's number. Maybe I'll have you pull it up on Instagram so you can see the video of what I'm talking about. But that one always hits people very hard.
It should be GS Magic.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll show you one. And if you scroll down a little bit, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Okay, that middle one where she's almost like covering her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Her. Yep.
I don't be having nothing to say when he do these because he don't miss.
Well, we'll end on a super personal note. Can you hold your phone? You can lock your phone. Can you hold it in the palm of your left hand? Good. So you agree we've never met before today, correct? We've never called, texted, nothing, yes?
No.
So I'm gonna try to make a connection between my phone and your phone, okay? Is it okay if I touch the back of your hand?
Oh,
so I want
yeah.
you to focus on your phone number. Area code, first three digits, last four.
They even knew when to start the music.
Right across my dial pad, okay? As if it could just type itself in. I don't want you to say anything out loud. You've got your phone in your hand, which is good, but just focus here, and hopefully we'll get a connection.
Look at her. Let's go, George. Let's go, George.
Now the question is, did she let you keep the number?
I didn't text her after.
The coolest thing about the whole magic thing is afterwards. How do you do that? I mean, you know, it's practice.
They
never gonna answer.
And that's the truth, though. That's always been my default answer. But it's also the truth.
Like, for sure.
You know, hours and hours of just.
Here's my thing, practicing. Though. After you do the tricks now.
Yeah.
You got to stay mysterious because she can't see you scratching your ass in the house.
That's true. She can't see you like eating like cereal. Like, it's just gonna look like stuff. Eat regular.
Like, using your hands.
I'm over it.
Now you got. You might not have the bowl float while you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're good. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. If it's up here just floating and he's just.
But George ain't got time for that all the time.
Yeah.
He's a working man.
Yeah. That'd wear Magneto out. Wow.
But yeah, this was
trying to impress this girl.
Yeah, this was in Chicago. I was doing street magic, which like I said was my favorite thing. To do so
nice.
That was an example of that.
All right, so let's nice. Where should we start? What you want to do?
And should we play some tunes in the background?
Get a little trick going. Ooh. This is exciting stuff. You want to go card trick? You want to go?
Yeah, we'll do a couple things.
Okay.
Boy, that girl filled up the Chicago River after you did that trick. I tell you right now, George, be done.
Oh, fresh pack.
Gotta keep a pack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not yeah, cigarettes, a pack of cards with them.
Wish just to be able to pick you up.
But it,
audio-wise.
I can still be heard.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So, make sure you guys can see that these are all different. Like, they're not all the same card or anything like that. Yep. Yeah. You can see as well.
Yep.
Do me a favor, Rome. Yeah. Can you think of any card? Okay. But do not say it out loud.
Okay.
Hold Let on. Me know when you have one in mind. And I mix.
Okay.
Do you have one in mind?
Mm-hmm.
You agree I should not know what this card is?
No.
You agree no one here in this room should
Yeah,
know.
You should.
So, Rome, look at me. Mm-hmm. I place one card in a specific location.
Mm-hmm.
So one card goes in a specific location. Mm-hmm. These go back inside the box. Now I'm committed to this. I'll leave this here. For the first time, can you say the card you're thinking of out loud?
Queen of Hearts.
Okay, if you're not sure, you can absolutely change, but it's up to you.
No, it was Queen of Hearts.
You're positive.
Yeah.
It'll be 5 seconds if you want to change. 5, 4, 3, 2. It's up to you.
The Queen of Hearts.
Can you point to anyone in the room?
Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm. Emmanuel, can you name a number that comes to mind right now?
5 of diamonds.
A number?
05.
5. Okay, if you're not sure, you can change, but it's up to you.
No, 5.
The deck has been here, correct?
Yep.
Do me a favor. Can you hold your hands together? Good. And you're going to take all of these out. Is the box empty?
The box is empty.
You thought of a card. You said the Queen of Hearts.
Yep.
Out of all the numbers you could have named, you said 5.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I put one card in a specific location, mm-hmm. yes? And you decided to go low.
Mm-hmm.
Can you deal 5 cards face up in my hand? 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop. That's 5. And you thought of what card?
Queen of Hearts.
Let's see.
Get the fuck out of here,
That's so
yo.
Trippy.
Yo.
That's so trippy.
Yo.
That's so trippy.
Yo, no, man.
No. I know how he did it. I know how he did it.
Look.
No, man.
My thing is, what happened is I would have changed my mind.
Yeah, well, that's my thing. What?
And then that's going to burden you for the rest of your life.
No.
What if I change
the
my
The rest
mind?
Of the day, my day done.
Yeah, your day is done now.
So it's possible that maybe that was a coincidence, or maybe I got lucky.
Okay.
And Rome's the most gullible, remember? You figure
21
out.
Years old, 21. Tiger. You know, there we go.
It's possible, so we'll take this up a notch. Maybe Cam.
Okay.
You take one that you like, but don't even look at it. Just hold it to your chest.
Mike with the tunes.
Good. And Cam, if you're not sure, you can change, but it's up to you.
Yeah, I want to change.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. So he could have taken the King of Hearts, but he wants to change, which is
okay,
fine.
Okay.
Take another one, but don't even look at it. Just hold it to your chest. Don't even look at it. Okay, and don't even look at it. Good. And if you're not sure, you can change again.
I want to change one more time.
Okay, great. So it could have been the Five of Spades.
Okay,
but
okay, okay. All right, okay. All right, here we go.
So can you take another one? Okay, great.
I'm going to hold on to this
one. And if you want to change, if you want to change again, you can, but it's up to you.
No, I'm going to hold on to this.
Okay, so do you agree that no one in this room should be able to tell you exactly what card you're holding?
I agree.
So I have a note in my phone that I want to show you.
Hide the nudes.
But before we get to that note, can you point to anyone of the group? Mike?
Mike.
Mike, can you focus on a number between 1 and 52, but do not say it out loud?
Yep.
Do you have a number in mind?
Yep.
You agree I should not be able to tell you what this number is?
No, you shouldn't.
Okay, for the first time, can you say the number you're thinking of out loud?
Out loud?
Uh-huh.
23.
If you want to change, you can, but it's up to you.
Nah, I'll stay with it.
Okay, so, Emmanuel, have you ever used notes in your phone before?
Yes.
Can you hit my notes?
Sure.
And I have a note called the 52 cards. Can you hit that one?
Mm-hmm.
And can you scroll through? Can you see that it's a list of the cards numbered?
Yep.
1 to 52? All different, yes.
Yep, yep.
Now, you said what number?
23.
23? 23 is what card?
King of Hearts.
Okay, so maybe if you had said 24, Mike, it would have been what?
It would have been 6 of Hearts.
Or maybe 22 would have been what?
It would have been 8 of club.
But you said 23, correct?
Yeah.
And 23 is what card?
King of Hearts.
I don't know if you can show the camera just so they have
if y'all could pick that up a little bit.
Now, Cam, you took a card,
mm-hmm.
and you changed multiple times.
Yep.
But you haven't looked at it. You don't even know.
I don't know what it is.
This would be crazy.
23 is the King of Hearts. Can we see what card you took?
Dog,
get out my house, George. Get out my house, George.
Show it to the camera. Show it to
what
the camera. That's crazy.
On, man.
Come on, man.
This guy's incredible.
This is
what?
Fantastic.
What?
Now, it's possible maybe that was also a coincidence.
Nah, I got to keep going. Nah, I got to take off my shady sign on. Hold on. I can't see.
So we'll
That's
take
a good plug.
Up.
Man.
I gotta take off.
I feel vulnerable. I feel like something happened.
Like, I feel like he's been tricking us the whole time since he walked in here. I don't even know.
He might not even really be here.
No, he might actually be like 5'8". He just going to pull off half his legs, drop it down.
So, we'll take this up one more notch. Are you right-handed, Rome?
Yeah.
So, do me a favor, and maybe, yeah, you'll take the whole deck. Okay. Can you cut a portion from the top into my hand, however much you want?
Okay. Give him one card.
Great. Can you put the rest on top? Okay. Just a cut, right? Yeah. You said you're right-handed, so you're going to reach in with your right hand, and can you grab a group of, we'll say, 5 cards, all at the same time, like a little group from wherever you want.
Group, okay.
It's right. Up to you.
Slow down. Okay. Yep. All right, one, two, three, four, five.
Good. Five, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
And can you hold them up to your face so only you can see them?
Okay.
Good. And Rome, if you don't like that group, you can change, but it's up to you.
Change that group.
Change the group.
Change that group.
I'm changing the group, man. My boy said change the group.
So it could have been all of these, but you want to change, which is fine.
Yep, yep. Here,
can you take another little group of...
Let's do...
One, two, three, four, five.
Is one more, yeah.
Okay, great.
Now that you change, he never going to get.
And can you just spread them out, hold them so you can see them?
Yeah, no, he ain't getting
and
this.
Can you just focus on any one of those cards in your mind? Just focus on one.
Okay.
Do you have one in mind?
Mm-hmm.
You agree I shouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You agree no one here should know.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have one in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take it and can you maybe put it behind your back?
Behind my back?
Yeah, all of them behind your back.
Make sure Cyan ain't
looking. You can put all of them behind your back.
But still focus on that one.
Yeah, and you can put all of them, but focus on the one. Yep.
Okay.
And can you mix them behind your back?
Okay.
Great.
This is incredible.
And Rome, can you repeat after me?
Yeah.
Ace, two, three. 4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6.
7, 8, 9, 10.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Jack, Queen, King. Can you hold them up to your face so only you can see them?
Yep.
You're going to focus on the card that you've been focused on.
Yep.
And can you repeat after me? Clubs, hearts, spades, diamonds.
Clubs, hearts, spades, diamonds.
Cam, can you hold out your left hand towards Rome? Palm up, good. And repeat after me again, Cam. Clubs, hearts, spades, diamonds.
Clubs, hearts, spades, diamonds.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rome, repeat after me. Clubs, hearts. Uh-huh.
Clubs, hearts, spades, diamonds.
Okay, good. This is a black card you have in mind, yes?
Yeah.
But it's not the queen of clubs. Get rid of that. Put it face up in Cam's hand. Good.
Face up.
Yeah, you can turn it face up so everyone can see. Good. Neither is the eight of hearts. You can get rid of that as well. That's not it either. Great. Five of spades. Drop it. That's not it either. While you're at it, you can get rid of the nine of hearts. That's not it.
Yeah.
Which leaves two cards in your hand, yes? Yeah. And one of them you are focused on?
Yeah.
But it's not the king of clubs. Get rid of that as well. Which leaves one card in your hand, and this is the card you've been focused on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Mm-hmm. Can you show everyone the six of spades, your card?
Yo.
Who don't like magic, man?
This man here.
Who don't like it?
Take Rome's panties. Go ahead. Take Rome's panties.
Who don't like magic?
That is nuts.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Can you do this with any deck of cards? I gave you a deck of cards.
Absolutely.
All right. So we did cards. So now we got to go technology.
Man.
Yeah.
What?
I'm scared. I can't ask certain questions, I guess, about the secrets of this dark craft.
Yeah, you can get the secrets.
But is it a probability situation?
No, that's crazy. Like, it couldn't be because
that's not a probability.
I think you also took like 6 cards, right?
I thought it was fine.
And you took more than he said. Look,
my favorite magic is cards.
Yeah.
Card tricks. I love card tricks.
So we'll go on. Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
And we've got service in here and everything.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You need Wi-Fi? Or?
No.
Okay.
He already got it.
No, he already got it. Yeah, he got the Wi-Fi.
He don't need you for that.
Yeah.
You see what he's doing?
He logged in 2 days ago.
So can you unlock your phone, Rome?
Yep.
And can you open, was that an iPhone? Can you open Safari or whatever you have?
Okay. I got Google Chrome.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Can you tap inside the Google search bar?
Tap inside the Google search, yeah.
Good. And are you guys familiar with Wikipedia?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so if someone were to go on Wikipedia and were to count every single word across all of the articles on Wikipedia, like a total number of words, rough estimate, how many words would you guess there are on all of Wikipedia? Rough estimate.
On Wikipedia?
At least 10.
Billion?
Yeah, billions probably. Maybe trillions.
Gotta be, maybe trillions.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe trillions.
Okay, so can you type in how?
How?
Many?
Many.
Words?
Words.
On?
Words.
Wikipedia.
On Wikipedia.
And then search it.
Search it, okay.
And then you can turn the phone towards me. We'll see what came up as a result. So first thing that comes up is how many articles. That's fine. Articles is fine.
Okay.
The first one. We'll do the same thing. You can hit it.
Okay, click that. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, does it give a number of articles?
6,613,981.
Okay, so over 6 million articles on Wikipedia. Does it say anything about words on that page or no?
With 1,091 words per article.
Oh, per article.
Yeah,
approximately. Okay, so if you were to multiply those, then you would get the... Okay, so hold on. Let me pull up my... So it says, what was the words per article?
Words per article are 1,091.
1,000, so 1,091. Yep. If I multiply that by, like, we'll just say 6 million approximately. Okay. So that's 6 billion plus words. So somewhere in the billions, and that's probably like a rough estimate.
Yeah.
Do you agree there's no way I could memorize 6 billion plus words and know what word goes underneath what article? I mean, fair to assume, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see your phone.
Yeah.
So can, oh, wait. Visit Wiki. Does that take you to Wikipedia? Visit Wikipedia.
Visit Wikipedia.
Okay. Can you hit the little search bar in the top right?
Yeah.
And can you hold the phone up to your face so I can't see anything?
Okay.
And Rome, you're gonna focus. Maybe think of something relevant to you that would come up on Wikipedia if you were to search it. So it could be like a place you've been to. Could be an animal, food, an object. Maybe a famous person, but something that would for sure come up on Wikipedia.
Mom's pooping in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, that won't come up.
Okay. I got
it. But something that would most likely come up, an article would come up for. Do you have something in mind?
Yep.
Do you agree no one in this room should be able to tell you exactly what you have in mind? Maybe they could guess,
but it's very unlikely
that they would know for sure. Okay. Yeah. Can you search whatever it is you have in mind?
Yeah.
And can you tell me if an article comes up for whatever this is?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, I'm Roy.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Roy and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right, we're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which you love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give our crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Yep.
Okay, can you hold the phone to your chest so you can't even see anything? We can't see anything. Good. So we need a word from within this article, but not like a short word. Is the a nothing like that. We'll say like a long-ish word. But before you look, without even looking at your phone, you're just going to scroll to a random spot in the article, stop whenever you want.
Without looking at the phone.
Without even looking, it'll be random. We won't know. You won't know.
Let's make sure you're not on Wikipedia too, right?
Oh, yeah,
hold it up to the screen. He has a calculator.
Still
up.
On the calculator.
Jiggling, and
stop whenever you want. Good. Okay, you're going to hold the phone to your face. You're going to remember the first long-ish word you see, and then hold it back to your chest. It'll be relatively quick.
First longest word.
See, the issue you got with this one, he can't read.
And then hold it back.
Okay.
Do you have one in mind?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like the same thing as what you searched or anything like that. Okay. So do you agree no one in this room, maybe let alone the earth, should be able to tell you exactly what word of the 6 billion plus words on Wikipedia that you have in mind?
Yep.
So can you focus on
this
word?
Yep.
And can you say, focus on the very first letter in particular?
On the word.
Uh-huh. Yep. The word that you saw from within the article.
Yep.
And can you say the alphabet from A to Z, A, B, C, all the way up to Z, one time out loud, quickly?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Okay, close your eyes for 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys will see, but they won't see. Don't say it out loud, but you guys can see this letter.
Mm-hmm.
So you thought of a word from within the article.
Yep.
You know the first letter of this word.
Yep.
Can you say just the first letter of the word from within the article you had in mind? Just the first letter.
Oh.
Okay, so I think I switched them. I think I got the first letter of what you thought of that was relevant to you.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Does this T mean anything to you? Okay, so that's what I did. I
yeah, that's I literally the first it. Thing that I thought. Okay, yeah.
And you can lock your phone. You can put it in your pocket. We don't need it anymore. Good. So can you focus on like an image of whatever it is that you thought of that was relevant to you?
That of that first word?
Uh-huh, that you searched. Uh-huh.
Okay, an image.
Yeah, like try to picture like an image of whatever this is, but don't say it out loud. Let me know when you have something in mind.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, look at me. So right away, I know this is not a famous person. This is not an object. This is not a food. This is not an animal. This is a place, yes?
Yes.
This is a place that you have been to.
Yes. I'm so fucked. This is wild.
But this isn't close, is it?
Not at all.
Yeah, this is not even in the U.S. This is outside of the country. Yeah. But this is one word.
Yeah.
Can you close your eyes? I'll tell you when to open them.
I already know what it is. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you can open your eyes. Mm-hmm. So don't say it out loud yet. So you thought of something relevant to you. This mm-hmm. is a place. Mm-hmm. But you have not said this place out loud. This mm-hmm. is only in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, can you say the place that you were thinking of out loud?
Tanzania. Get the what? That is nuts.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy.
This man got that Mel Gibson power. Reading people's minds.
I got to learn how to do this.
No, that's
shit.
Not magic, bro. That's Jesus.
That's Jesus.
So let me say this. So maybe if Cam were to look at your phone while you were searching, he would have seen what you searched, right? But even if he was looking at your phone, he still wouldn't know the word from within the article you saw.
Yeah.
But you know this word, obviously. Yeah. Does this word directly relate to, how do you pronounce it?
Tanzania.
Yeah. Or is it more so random?
It's more so random.
Okay. Close your eyes. Mm-hmm. You're going to focus on this word, and mm-hmm. you're going to spell this word just in your mind, letter by letter, just in your mind.
Okay.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
You got it?
Yeah.
So I think...
See, this is the one I want to learn. Catch people lying to me. Like, close your eyes.
All right.
Tell me again.
So this is kind of random, yeah?
Yeah. You lying.
I think I spelled this. Does this word end with an S?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I spelled this right. Don't say it out loud, but you guys can see this word. Mm-hmm. So you thought of a word from within the article out of the billions of words on Wikipedia. What was the one word you had in mind?
Occasions.
Oh, what?
That is wild, G.
You know what?
You got it.
Your mind is easy to read.
That's what we're going to. My mind is easy.
You need to get Cam.
You gotta get somebody else one. That's crazy. You gotta get somebody else one more.
These are for you.
Do a manual. Yeah, I did too.
It's a manual. Ain't no cracking this mind. Not this head.
It's easier because you ball. Ain't no interference.
Ain't no
hair interference.
Dog, that is wild.
That's wild. As soon as you said you've been to this place, I'm like, oh, I know what it is.
So this is a different deck.
Okay.
But I put something in here that I'm hoping will apply to you. Can you hold out your left hand? Or your right hand is fine. Good. And do me a favor. Can you hold on to these kind of tight? Good. Emmanuel, you're going to look at me, and can you focus on the very first playing card that pops in your head right now? Don't say it out loud. Do you have a card in mind?
Mm-hmm.
You agree no one in this room should be able to tell you exactly what this card is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I could have influenced you to go for this card?
Mm-mm.
For the first time, can you say the card you're thinking of out loud?
Five of Hearts.
You've been holding the deck, correct?
Yeah.
I told you I put something in there for you, yes?
Yeah.
Let me show you. Can you see how if I go through these, most of these are face down, yes? But there is one that I turn the opposite way.
Son of a bitch.
No,
son of a bitch.
But let me say this. Maybe I knew exactly where the Five of Hearts was in the deck, and maybe when I took the deck from you and I spread through,
you flipped it or something.
Yeah, maybe I used sleight of hand.
Yeah.
That would be very difficult.
Yeah, that sounds about it.
Maybe it's possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, no, Emmanuel, it's not possible, and I'll show you why. I was so sure you would go for the five. I didn't put any other cards in here. This whole deck is blank except for
what?
Yo.
Yo. You got it. He got it.
He got it.
Ain't no fucking way, bro. Boy, ain't no way, bro.
Duh. That's incredible. That's incredible.
I gotta ask.
All right, so can you get rid of my student loans?
At least get them on the phone and let's fuck with them. Like, I need some payback.
Man, I would do that for myself if I could. I'm not good at
it. I don't know how you got that one. We've never spoken about my trip to Africa. I haven't spoken to this man about that at all. That's wild.
So, now, I do have a question. So, what is there getting better from here? Like, do you have like a goal? Like, I need to get to like levitation by this next year or something? Or is everything more in the vein of this type, more intimate?
Yeah, no, it's there's always room for improvement for sure. I'm not, you know, where I want to be with performing the technical side of things. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, always room for improvement. So I don't think anything is ever mastered.
Yeah. Right.
I wanted to piggyback off that. Like, how long does it take you to master those?
It depends. So the first few I did, I was working on that over the pandemic. That was probably like maybe 6 months of just straight, just doing it over and over again. But I was when the pandemic happened, so I switched to virtual magic. So I started doing virtual magic.
Oh, shit. That's cool. Yeah.
But the first couple of months that we were in quarantine, I was really just like in my mom's basement, just like practicing all day, every day. Yeah, like, cause you know, I had so much free time. It's like, all right, like this is cool because I get to utilize this time and, you know, really work on things.
But, right.
Yeah. You know, also it wasn't cool cause pandemic.
And, yeah.
But like I said, I started doing virtual magic, I think late April. Mm-hmm. And that turned into like a big thing. I really only did it because I love performing, and I was like, okay, like I've got to like perform in some type of way. But then it just kind of turned into like a big thing, and I started doing like corporate virtual gatherings and, you know, stuff like that. And that translated to in-person things when things started opening back up. Yeah. So it really expanded my reach because I started doing stuff for people outside of the country, across the country.
That's cool.
And
wow.
So it was.
Where have you gone outside the country to do magic?
I haven't gone anywhere yet.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to have been in Dubai this past January, but it got postponed. That'd be crazy. To December, so I gotta wait till the end of the year. That'll be my first international
trip.
Unless something comes up,
that's gonna be great. Then. Yeah.
But in terms of
I have a joke I wanted to say, but I don't want to fuck up anything, so I'm just gonna shut the fuck up.
No, but in terms of like the goal, like I want to reach levitation, or anything, not really.
Okay.
I might have, you know, maybe try and do a stage show in the future, but my
definitely
main focus has been close up.
Yeah,
For the past 5 years.
I've been thinking about this shit for the rest of the day, though. I need one more before I go. But we can keep talking. Before we go, I need one more.
Huh? Is it harder from
do me
a distance, a stage? Like, do you think to perform bigger types of acts? Is that? Do you think that's, or is the intimate more? Is it harder? You know what I mean? Like, what is harder to get away with?
Yeah,
because so, people are at a distance a lot of times when it's stage.
Yeah,
and when you're up close, it might be.
I definitely think close up magic is a little bit more difficult skill wise because you have to kind of perform everything very exquisitely. Right here.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I would say technicality.
Yeah. Right.
Would be the close up magic.
That's why it just hits different because you're so close. Like you can't. Ain't no moving from it.
Right.
Yeah. It's like you want to look around you. Like, what did he do? We right here. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish
I haven't really done too many stage performances. Mm-hmm. I've done a couple. And, you know, that's kind of out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But, you know, when people ask me if I can do it, I'm like, okay, I know this is out of my comfort zone, but that makes me kind of like want to do it.
Yeah.
So I think the big difference with stage is kind of your. Have to have sort of a bigger presentation because you know we're close up, you know I can talk, I don't need to yell, I don't need to amplify my voice, I'm here, and I'm, you know,
it's almost like you gotta develop a new act for just stage kind
of,
right?
Yeah, there's been a lot of times people have done close-up magic on stage too. Okay. Like a guy who won America's Got Talent, he's a close-up act, but you know he had what the he was doing projected onto
oh okay,
okay. Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah.
behind him
But yeah, I mean, I've always just been a fan of close up, so that's just been my thing.
Yeah,
I was gonna ask, is there a certain type of person you love to do magic on? Like, do you go up to a group of Crips who don't look like they want to laugh or want to believe in magic and convince them, or do you like to do it to other magicians, or like who do you like to do magic on the most?
Everybody.
Anybody can
I
get think, it.
And that actually goes into my tattoo, MUE. So I started doing a lot of street magic. In 2019, and after I would perform for groups of people, I would always just do like a group photo. And by the end of the summer, you know, I had taken, you know, hundreds of photos with random people, you know, on the street, and you know, I was looking at the pictures and I was like, wow, like I think this is the best thing about magic, like looking at all these different people of different races and religions and genders and sexualities and all that, and that made me have the realization, like, I, you know, I think this is the best thing about magic, because it's for everyone, like it breaks all those barriers that you know, separate people. And so I called the turned it into a photo series that I called Magic Unites Everybody. And then I later kind of just made that my mantra. Made a logo for it, which is what the MUE is. Magic Unites Everybody.
That's hard.
And so I think it's really everyone. I mean, there's, you know, like there's specific groups of people, black people that have those crazy reactions and run away and like the stereotypical thing. And that's always like funny to see. But yeah, I don't think I really have a particular group. I just enjoy performing in general. So. Yeah.
You don't have kids, do you?
No.
When you have kids, do you think it's something that you're when you have kids, do you think it's something that you're going to, like, you know, of course you'll probably, you know, show them tricks and stuff, but would you want them to get into or start bringing them on for tricks and things like that? Or
I mean, if they wanted to you know, I wouldn't, you know, be like, you know, you have to do magic, you
like
have
football
to,
you get out here, you're gonna do some magic.
Come on, cards and one and two and three and four.
I wouldn't force it on them.
But,
you know, if that was something that they wanted to get into, that'd be great.
That'd be a funny movie though.
You'd be that's the right. That's the best dad right there. You just
magic
tricks all day.
That's hilarious. LeVar Ball of magic.
Well, I guess before we get out of here, we gotta do at least one more. I need one more.
Mike, you said you want to get in on this?
Yeah, I need.
You
want to
come sit over here, Mike? Or
come on, switch with me right quick. Let's do it.
Oh, hold on now.
So slow it down.
You can play from my iTunes.
It's kind of better without the music. It makes it intense.
Okay, yeah. All right, you play when it's done.
Okay, so I took a picture earlier today, right outside there, that I want to show you guys. But before we get to that picture, Mike, can you take the deck and can you spread through them? Make sure they're all different. Make sure they're not anything weird or anything like that. Great. And can you give them a shuffle? Whatever you want to do, as best as you can.
Get a good shuffle in there, Mike.
Oh, God. Now it's pressure. Do it one more time.
Yeah.
I don't think this is really doing anything.
It's
not going to make it harder for him.
Yeah. Just shuffle it on up.
This is just part of the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, great. So, Mike, can you hold the deck? Are you right-handed?
Yeah.
Hold the deck in your left hand. Palm down. Yep, face down. Great. And what you're going to do is you're going to deal the cards one at a time into my hand. You're going to stop whenever you want, whatever feels right to you.
Face down.
Face down. Uh-huh.
All right.
Whatever feels right to you.
Should have just did one, Mike.
You're stopping here?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You're positive?
Of course. I ain't got nothing.
If you want to take any away or you want to add any, you can. It's up to you.
No, this ain't nothing hard. Dude.
Okay, so are you saying you want this one or that one?
I want this one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You're positive?
Yeah.
So can you take that card and maybe hold it to your chest?
The top card?
Uh-huh. And make sure I can't see or anything like that? Good. Perfect. And Cam, I'll give you these. Can you shuffle them?
I'm a terrible shuffler.
I got you.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, all right. Get a good shuffle going here.
See, what I would have did, I would have took all the similar cards and say, that's the one I want you to do.
All right.
Pick great. That number. Now, can you hand the deck to Cam?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Last shelf.
Whenever you're satisfied.
Okay, cool.
And you can hand the deck to Cam. Great. All right. Cam, can you do the exact same thing? You're going to deal the cards one at a time, face down into my hand. Stop whenever you want.
I'm done.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You're positive?
I'm positive. I'm not even looking at you to trick me. No, I'm positive. That's what I
want
to do.
Okay, so hold on. Are you saying you want this one, or are you saying you want that one?
I want that one.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
So can you take it, and can you hold it to your chest? Make sure I can't see anything. Mm-hmm. Good.
No way.
So just as a recap.
Yeah.
We gonna have to save Carl.
And you shuffle. You've been holding that. You dealt the cards into my hand. You stopped whenever you wanted. I gave you multiple opportunities to change your mind, but you ended up with that one.
Yeah, I appreciate the options.
Rome, you shuffled the deck.
I did.
You hand the deck to Cam.
Yeah.
Cam, you dealt one card.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have that held up against your chest.
Mm-hmm.
So remember I told you I took a picture, correct?
Mm-hmm. No way. No way.
I better not be in this picture.
No way.
Well, I want to show you what this picture is. Do me a favor, Rome. Can you maybe, hold on, maybe I'll hold this to the camera. In my photos, I have a picture that I favorited. This is a picture that I took today, and I'm going to hand this to you, Rome, at 10:58 a.m.
Yeah.
Can you look at that picture, and can you describe what you see?
All right, well, I see Cousin Cyan in the back. I see Sage on the couch, and I see... Ace of Diamonds and a Jack of Hearts.
Right. And that's a picture of my videographer, Juan.
Yeah, he's just
holding them into his hands, right?
Yeah.
And maybe I'll show the camera so you guys can
see. We might have to Photoshop and put it in there.
But, yeah. Maybe I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
Here's the
you
thing.
You can see that?
No. Hold on.
And you can see that
as
well?
Yeah.
Now, he's holding a card in his hand. This is the Ace of Diamonds.
Yeah.
You're also holding a card.
Why'd you take that picture?
And wait, can you see what time? What time did I take it?
10:58 a.m.
So almost 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
And just as he's holding a card in his hands, you're also holding a card, Mike.
Is that in our place too?
Yes, it's in the living room. Yeah.
So random, man.
Yeah.
I'm holding the card.
In his right hand, he's holding the Ace of Diamonds. Can we see?
No way. No way.
Yo.
Why'd you do that, man?
But you're also holding a card, too. Yeah.
And he stopped at one.
And now I'm thinking, if I didn't, what happened?
Can you turn yours over? I don't know.
What's it supposed to be?
Can you see what card that is?
That's a Jack of Hearts.
Jack of Hearts?
Yeah. I don't.
Come on. Come on,
this guy's good, man.
Why'd you take that picture?
Wow. Look, he had a trick on deck that he wasn't going to use.
Wasn't he going to use it?
Nah, he was going to use it. Why you took that picture?
So what happened if I took the second card?
This would have been really awkward.
What?
Hey, all man. Right. You got it, man. Listen, George, thank you for coming through. I could watch that all day, man. That's entertaining.
I'm about to follow him now.
It's entertaining, man.
Nah, thank you for having me. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
No, for sure. We're going to run it back in about a year from now. I'm like, all right, let's see if you still got it. It's time to help the Annie.
We're going
to
have tricks for him.
That would be awesome.
Mike said, why'd you do that?
Make sure, let people know where they can follow you and all that good stuff, man. Let them know where
you can find me on Instagram, GS Magic, Facebook, George Stanton Magic, TikTok and Twitter, GS Magic 313. My website's georgestantonmagic.com. You can reach out to me through there for any performance inquiries.
I'm gonna go follow him now.
Well, we want you guys to magically subscribe to our channel, okay? Don't forget, subscribe, hit the subscribe button. If you want to see more content like this, we're turning up, all right? We're having everybody on here.
Magicians, we making magic.
All that, we making magic.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on now. Like I said, thank you again, George, for coming on.
Appreciate
Make sure you guys follow at CTH Podcast.
I got one announcement, Rome, real quick.
Well, go ahead.
I'm streaming live on Tuesday, so when y'all watching
Let's
this
go.
In the night, I'll be streaming at 7 p.m. on my channel, 7 p.m. PST. Okay. Y'all make sure y'all go tune in.
Boom.
And stay tuned for Comedy Trap House News and Mayhem Hour this Friday.
There you go. And all right, y'all. Until next time, alakazam and bye.
Alakazam.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.